don't you hate it when this happens to you?
Clever girl.
That's the sound of a man being outwitted and attacked by two velociraptors in 1993's Jurassic Park. The movie portrayed those dinosaurs as clever predators that worked together to hunt their prey. Except, maybe they didn't, really. New research out of UW Oshkosh shows that they may have been more likely to have hunted solo. Joseph Fredrickson is a vertebrate paleontologist and director of the Wise Earth Science Museum at the Fox Cities campus of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. He recently led a study published in the peer-reviewed journal Paleogeography, Paleoclimatology, Paleoecology, showing that velociraptors likely did not hunt in packs. Joseph, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you talk about the scientific background on this issue, first of all, that led us to think and led the producers of Jurassic Park to think that velociraptors were pack hunters?
Absolutely. So the scientific background for Jurassic Park is based on a dinosaur called Deinonychus, which lived in North America around 110 million years ago. Velociraptor, the animal, is actually from the late Cretaceous and is only a little bit larger than a turkey. So they wanted to spice that up a little bit and give it a more scary animal as one of the main characters. So they changed it to this animal, Deinonychus. And Deinonychus, when it was first found, was found in these bone beds with multiple individuals alongside a much larger plant-eating dinosaur. And the scientists who discovered it thought there's no way that these dinosaurs could hunt these animals alone. And the fact that they were found together means that they were probably hunting in groups like we see in modern dogs, wolves, and lions.
And we can't go back and run the tape on how they really hunted. So what kind of information are you looking at that says, well, hold the phones, maybe they didn't hunt like that in these packs?
Absolutely. We cannot see the actual behavior of these animals. That just does not fossilize. All we have is a bunch of these animals that were found together. And there's many reasons why animals would be found, you know, that would all have died at the same time or in the same area. It doesn't necessarily mean that they were behaving as social animals do today. And the reason that we are starting to suspect that this may not be true for raptors is just we don't see this type of behavior in their living relatives, crocodilians or birds. They just don't hunt in packs in the same way that dogs do or cats, lions do. So what we decided to look at was something else, was something that it's a situation where animals like wolves or lions, when they're growing up, they tend to eat the same things as the adults. If you're a pack hunter, you feed the babies what you're eating. Crocodiles and animals like Komodo dragons and other animals that are asocial don't do this. So if you were to look at the diet of an animal as it grows up, if it's the same as the adults, as the adult diet, you didn't suspect that these things were not were social animals. But if it was different, it could be that they were more asocial.
So if I'm a baby in that asocial pack family, I might hunt different things. I might be in different places, different kind of terrain even than mom and dad, and I'm on my own to find the food. Am I hearing you right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we see in crocodiles. Essentially, once the babies hatch, they're sort of on their own. The mom might hang around for a little while to protect them, but she's not feeding them. So they have to eat things like minnows and tadpoles and spiders, while the adults are eating mammals. They're eating deer. They're even eating other crocodiles or alligators. So you'll see a very different diet between the babies and the adults in these non-social pack-hunting animals or non-pack-hunting animals.
Interesting. So we've got this teeth evidence here we're working with. What other evidence would you like to see that, you know, we might reasonably hope to find at some point that would help settle things stronger in one direction or another now?
Well, we have to take a step back and just realize that this is just one set of evidence from one dinosaur. So what we found was that in Deinonychus, in sites in Oklahoma and in Montana, the babies had a different diet than adults. Their teeth had different chemistry. That chemistry comes from their diet. It looks like the babies were eating things like smaller lizards or mammals while the adults were eating these big herbivores. So first of all, we need to look at that across the spectrum of these types of dinosaurs. What does it actually look like in Velociraptor from Mongolia, not just Deinonychus? And then we also need to take a look back at those original evidence. Why were those Deinonychus, those raptors, found in the same bone bed? Why were they found together? You know, that's something that needs to be answered.
And I've seen one suggestion, and I think it might have been from you and your group. I read a bunch about this leading up to this, was an idea that, okay, maybe they're not hunting as a pack, but if they all happen to be in the same area and some prey shows up, they might all go after the same thing at the same time, even if they're not coordinating that.
Absolutely. When we're talking about pack hunting, we're talking about a spectrum of behaviors. And even the most basic aspect of pack hunting, the most basic social behavior, we do see that in crocodiles. Crocodiles will occasionally hold on to prey items while another one will come over and break a piece off, and they'll help each other out. Birds do this all the time. You may see a bird out in the street attacking a field mouse, like a crow, and maybe a few of them will take part in taking individual turns attacking the same animal. That's called mobbing, and it's not uncommon. So it's quite possible that Deinonychus did work together. It just wasn't to the same degree as what we would see in a killer whale or a wolf, where individuals have their own roles, and they kind of have to stay in those roles regardless of what the prey animal is doing. That might just be a little bit too smart for the raptors.
You just mentioned two mammals, killer whales and wolves. Mm-hmm. Do we have any sign, apart from what we used to think about the ones we're talking about, that we see lizards participating in this sort of complex pack hunting approach?
Not to the same degree. I mean, don't get me wrong. Lizards and crocodiles and even birds will have social behavior. They have social structure, and they will hunt together at times. They just don't have that role structure where one animal does something, another animal does another thing, regardless of what the prey is going to do.
And you mentioned at one point our feared velociraptors might look more like turkeys, and that reminds me, it seems like the consensus is growing pretty heavily that most dinosaurs that we think of may have had or probably had feathers. So where are we on that?
Absolutely. The raptors, which the technical term is the dromaeosaurs, are the lineage in which modern birds come from. And we do have evidence that Velociraptor specifically did have feathers. If you look at their arms of the bones, you'll actually see little holes where the quills from the flight feathers actually insert. So it's almost certain that these raptors, because of their close association with birds and their anatomy, had feathers to some degree. Now, how far does that track in the history of dinosaurs? We're not sure yet, but we're going to definitely find out with more collection.
Joseph, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really interesting.
Thanks for having me.
That's Joseph Fredrickson, vertebrate paleontologist and director of the Wise Earth Science Museum at the Fox Cities campus of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. He recently led a study suggesting that velociraptors likely did not hunt in packs.